So Act 4, Scene 1. Let me get on the right page here.
Yeah.
Okay. So, scene one, we'll rewind real quick to the end of Act 3. Hamlet, it ends with Hamlet talking to his mom and really berating her for what she's done. And in the midst of that, he, like, kills Polonius and then doesn't miss a beat and continues to berate her. And the queen leaves that scene, thinking that Hamlet is mad. Crazy mad. Which Aiden and I just watched a TED talk about madness and people pretending to be mad and how that can then cause them to be a sociopath. Is that the deal?
Psychopath.
And I don't know what the difference is, but anyway.
Sociopaths don't feel guilt.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Don't what?
Don't feel guilt.
And psychopaths are just manipulative. And so then as I was watching it, I was thinking about Hamlet and this, like, him feigning his madness and then sort of blurring the lines between whether or not he's crazy. So anyway, at scene one of Act 4 has the king, the queen, Rosencrantz, Guildenstern, and the queen's, like, telling him what Hamlet just did. And in line 16, the king is responding, alas, how shall this bloody deed be answered? So what are we going to do about this thing that Hamlet did, this death of Polonius? It will be laid to us whose providence should have kept short, restrained, and out of haunt this mad young man. So it will be laid to us, or people are going to look to us and ask, like, if he was mad, why didn't we restrain him? Okay, they're going to blame us for his death. But so much was our love, we would not understand what was most fit. So he's like, but we loved him so much, we couldn't just lock him away like a crazy person. We let him run loose. But like the owner of a foul disease, to keep it from divulging, let it feed even on the pith of life. Where is he gone? So he's comparing their sort of ownership or their parenthood of Hamlet to an owner of a foul disease that lets it continue to develop and grow and do bad things. Is this Miss Carlin? And then he says, where is he gone? And are we still going? Yeah.
What
would be the so what? Well, when I read that and I hear the king saying it was out of our love that we didn't restrain him, I'm kind of like, he doesn't love Hamlet. So that shows me this manipulative layer to Claudius and how he's like, oh, okay, I already have an excuse ready. When people come to us and say, hey, you knew he was crazy, why didn't you keep him away from people when he's dangerous? I'm just going to say, oh, yeah, I loved him so much I couldn't see his flaws. That's where I would go with it. Line 24, the queen says, in response to where is he gone, to draw apart the body he hath killed. I read that as, like, to literally, like, take apart the body. It's kind of gross. Or whom his very madness, like some ore among a mineral of metals base, shows itself pure. He weeps for what he has done. So I think she's kind of saying, hey, even in his madness, there's this element of, like, goodness, this element of gold, and like he's sorry, he's crying, but still he's crying and he's doing this crazy thing, which is like further showing he's mad. It's like as he's doing, he's like, I'm such a horrible person. Esophagus, stomach, matter, you know. Oh wait, 39 to end, we're not done. I should tell you that in Act 4 and 5, especially of tragedies, my sense of humor goes really morbid. I don't mean any of it personally. It's just they're all dying, and it's just how I cope with it. So I'm sorry if I offend you.
Those people who make a laugh at funerals just because you're under so much stress and pressure.
I laugh at the wrong time often in my life. My sister will not go to movie theaters with me. Because I just will laugh at things that I just, it's, I don't know. Okay, so 39. The king has sent Rosencrantz and Guildenstern to go find Hamlet and bring him back. And now he is alone with Gertrude. He says, Gertrude will call up our wisest friends and let them know both what we mean to do and what's untimely done. So, like, we're going to tell them what happened. What's untimely done would be the death of Polonius, and then what we mean to do, like, what we're going to do about it. So haply slander, whose whisper o'er the world's diameter, as level as the cannon to his blank, transports his poison shot, may miss our name. So I think there he's saying, like, we're just going to hit it in the, like, we're just going to take the bull by the horns, tell them what happened so that people aren't gossiping about us. And again, I think this shows this the king's perspective of, like, he wants the people to like him. He doesn't want to be unpopular, probably because his position as king is still pretty shaky. Then, yeah, oh, come away, my soul is full of discord and dismay. So he's uncomfortable. Happy with scene one?